Welcome to the Tribunal. I'm Danny with Chris Wern.
Don't fuck with me.
And I hope I'm saying this right, Jameson.
Hi, is it Tony time?
We just watched episode 3 of the Challenge 40 Battle of the Eras. We saw Josh hooking up, some early disgusting eating, and our first Josh freakout. We're going to do Killed It or Send It Home, Jameson's Juicy Deets, and MVPs and Losers. But first, some questions. Chris, pretty simple here. Is Tony the single dumbest person that's ever appeared on the challenge? And can you even name a close second?
Ooh, single dumbest person ever, you know? It's up there. It feels like it's up there. But I'm going to say no. My gut is no. He's not the dumbest that's been on the challenge. Probably the most stubborn. Stupidity definitely played a part in there. Let me not take that away from him. He's not smart. I just think there's probably dumber. One of them being someone who was in a lot of drama that you mentioned in the in the intro there, Josh. But you know, that just strikes me as Josh is dumber. But guys, I don't know what the average IQ is of the challenger. I'm sure it's quite a span, you know, because you got guys like CT who I know. I feel bad that I'm always like fawning over CT, but you can't deny the guy's pretty fucking smart. I think he's smarter than I am for sure. And probably most of us. But then you got people on the other end of the spectrum easily. So I'm going to say not the dumbest, but he's got to be up there. Jameson, how do you feel?
Oh, he's in the top 5 for sure. You know, Tony is always like this, though. I don't know if he's dumb or just ignorant and just like he's so cocky. He's the most cocky, ignorant guy. Like he just thinks he knows everything. So I guess you could classify that as dumb. But I mean, you look at, like you said, Josh, dude. I mean, Josh is maybe top 2 of all dumb. Remember that Irish guy with the fake butt? I mean, like, he feels like he's pretty dumb, too.
Come on, Huey is smart.
Huey.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, all right. Maybe Huey's pretty smart. I mean, that BBL didn't take away from his, you know, his intelligence. But Tony, man, I love to see him fail. I'll tell you that much. You know, because he thinks he's so smart. There's nothing more satisfying than someone that thinks they're really smart and thinking they're really sly and pulling a fast one, and then they just get owned by their own stupidity. So I don't think he's number 1, but he's up there.
So you think this was just purely being stubborn? Like it's not like he had some master plan in place. So I just don't think he liked that she was like, hey, this is a good friend of mine. I'd really prefer to go with these other two. And that's when he just dug in his heels for no reason. And then he's too stubborn and stupid to ever backtrack and look out for his own well-being.
Yeah, I think I think it's a mix, right? It's like stubborn and stupid, but then also there's like ego in there. I think for some reason, you know, it probably didn't come at a good time for Tony, where he just came off the elimination win against Leroy, and he's like, people were cheering against me. So he's in his head is thinking, I'm the man. We just won this daily challenge. I'm the eating master, whatever it is, you know. So he's like riding high, and he thinks he's the guy to beat right now, which is not the case. I mean, we all know super early days in this season. So like, I think, you know, all that's kind of in his head, and then he doesn't really have a good reason to not just vote with Avery. At first, when he first started talking about it, or at least when they're interviewing the other eras, I was like, okay, maybe he's going to get something out of this. You know, I'm watching, you see Darrell being like, I want, you know, Aviv and who was the other guy? I forget. Whatever.
Yeah. Right. One of the guys. Derek.
Yeah. Derek. I was like, I want era 2 basically. And then, you know, and Casey and Kylan being like, oh, hey, you know, let's team together, whatever it is. But he never, I mean, maybe it happened off screen. He never like assured like, hey, if I give you what you want and I vote these other people, are you guys going to like have my back? None of that even happened. None of that was ever secured. So it was just kind of like, dude, you got to like get those like arrangements before you make that decision. It just seemed really stupid.
And I assume that arrangement is made in all of these things. Like the other team would have been saying the same thing, like, hey, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours when I'm in this position. Yeah. And then you never know if anybody's actually going to hold on to that. But it's not a real deal that anybody's making.
No, also, he should know as a vet, it's way too early to be like digging your heels into something like this. Like, you got to wait it out. You got to see how things play out. Let the dum-dums, well, guess who is, you know, like eliminate themselves. And I think he's one of those classic dudes. We all know him, who thinks he's right. And he just digs his heels into the ground. And he's like, I'm not going to ask anybody any questions or make any assumptions. I'm doing what I do. And it just, you know, really backfired on him.
Say it became apparent, like, they were going in as soon as he said, when he got to the point with Avery, when they're talking about it, like, are you ready to go in? And she's like, yes, I'll go in. Like, I'm not backing off. It became of him versus Avery versus, like,
yeah,
him playing the game. And you knew he wasn't going to back out because it was just dumb.
His ego.
Dumb stuff.
And yeah, he's definitely one of those guys like, a woman will not tell me what to do.
Yeah.
I am not subservient.
He had the same face the whole fucking show. I mean, just like a dumb fucking dude face.
And always beat red, like he's been out in the sun drinking for 7 hours.
Yeah, dude.
What an idiot. So we got a little more of a full picture of how this whole game's going to work. So how do you feel about this targeting system, Jameson?
Well, after I thought about it and explained it to myself 30 times after the show, trying to figure out the ins and outs of it, I do think it's pretty, you know, fascinating and compelling. Like, I like the idea that these, you know, two kind of leaders from each era, you know, you have to win, right? I like going into a daily challenge every time with a high stakes. I like that kind of feeling. I mean, sometimes these dailies, you know, can kind of run on and yeah, everybody has to win. Oh, I might get eliminated. But to know that you are on the line as a leader, like that makes me excited. It makes me pay attention more to the daily challenges. And I like the power that's given to these people who win these eliminations. I think, you know, that adds another layer too. Like, yeah, you go down there, but if you win, you get some power too, which they've done in different forms throughout the years. But I like this kind of way in. I mean, it makes what I also like about it real quick too is every era is on the line, right? It's not just one. It's not just one that's like, oh, that one, you guys got to, you know, pick it up. Every single one, you know, you're paying attention to, you care about each team. And so I think it's exciting. I think it was a good move.
Chris.
Yeah, you know, I did the same thing, Jameson. I was like, wait, what? Like, I felt like I had to watch that section twice just to understand what was going on. My initial reaction was like, I like at least, it feels like there's little to no room for making friends across eras or within your own era, you know? It's almost like designed to like break people apart and break allies or whatever it is. Although maybe there's a way that allies end up spanning eras of like, I'm not going to throw these people in, they're not going to throw me in. It'll be interesting, especially because now you have like a cross allyship of like allies within eras and then allies across eras, which just makes for a very interesting political game, I think. I'm afraid in some ways it could become a little stale of like, I think they touched on it last night, like Darrell and Avery saying, you know, well, I'm going to be a target next week, you know, which, you know, that could get a little stale with like the same people always being targeted. But hopefully that doesn't happen. I'm hoping it brings out like a interesting political game, with a lot of debating going on, and a lot of drunken debating going on when they're all having parties and then throwing drinks and whatever, you know, mayhem ensues from that.
Yeah. I think they might figure it out at some point, but last night at least, like,
yeah,
hitters are going in. Like, they did it too quick on them that they couldn't really think through strategy on it, which is great. Because when they first did the like volunteer to be a captain, and then like, well, good luck getting anybody to volunteer for that ever again. But
right,
he's always one step ahead of me. He knew what
DJ. Speaking of smart people, yeah, there's a smarty right there, smarty pants, TJ.
I mean, to that point too, Danny, it made me think like, well, how long are we going to have this target system before TJ mixes it up? I mean, this could be a 1 week thing, or it could be, you know, eight, you know, we don't really know. Like, so far it feels like, I mean, what, we're three episodes in. Obviously the first episode was kind of like two episodes, or the first two episodes were like one major episode.
Right.
But so far it's been like really fresh in that the game is like changing.
Yeah.
each episode, basically. Like, it's been
evolving. I would love if they did that. They've never done something like that. Like, every single week there's a new twist, you know? Like,
so I'm interested to see, like, next week probably we'll follow through on the target thing, but maybe changes it the week after. It would be interesting to see what, how the game evolves, because as we know, TJ's gonna change it up at some point
for sure.
Curious if he's open to changing his target system as well. What am I fucking talking about? Military weapons or some shit.
Is that this serious?
Yeah, this is serious stuff, okay? Let's do Killed It or Send It Home. Chris Wern.
So let's see here. Yes, okay. This season, you know, we've been accustomed to the Under Armour gear and, you know, the Rock logo being on some episodes as well. I think he has his deal with Under Armour. But this season we've got TYR. And I want to know what you guys feel about TYR as the new apparel provider for the challenge. And do you know who the hell they are?
I'm going to send it home. I only knew TYR from, like, as a child, they made swimming goggles. That's all I knew. Oh, wow. I hadn't seen them since. I didn't think it could get worse than Under Armour, which is the lamest brand.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah, we have. So if you had just said, like, hey, they're getting rid of Under Armour, I would have been like, awesome, great. And now it's a goggle company. So it got even worse. I know that this is probably beneath Nike, but, like, help us out here. Get these people something I've heard of. These are real athletes here, putting everything on the line. They need to be in the top tier gear for me to.
Can I get Adidas?
Yeah.
New Balance?
Reebok, I'll take. Come on.
Reebok. We know some Reebok. Yeah, they got some okay stuff. If anyone wants to sponsor us, we love all these brands, but, you know, like, come on.
I would have trusted Speedo to do this job over TYR. That's second tier gogglage. So send it home.
Well, I'm going to send it home too. I never heard of them before. You know, I had no idea. I cycled through the main ones. You know, I didn't even know they did goggles. I mean, but my thing is like, come on, it's a challenge. It's the 40th season. Let's pull out all the stops. You know, you can't get Nike for one season to sponsor you. You got CT, you got bananas. I mean, but, you know, yeah, I'm going to send it home. It didn't look good to me.
Well, I'm there with you as well. I went to the TYR website. I was very confused. I saw the shoe, like, towards the end of the episode. I think it was during the eliminations. They had a close-up of a shoe. And it was a TYR. I was like, who the fuck is that? I was like, that was really weird. Like, I was like, but I've seen TYR before, you know? And then I saw it on the shirt. And I was like, what's happening here? I'm very confused. Went to their website. It is traditionally a swim company. I went on their about page. I just wanted to read that, you know, they were established in 1985 to provide the competitive swim market with new innovative technical swimwear. Their tagline is always in front, which I was like, okay, that maybe fits into the challenge. And their mission is to empower athletes to reach their highest potential by creating innovative and performance-driven products, inspiring them to be their very best. So in some ways they're aligned with the challenge, but I'm going to send it home. I'd rather go back to Under Armour, because in some weird way, I feel like Under Armour feels more appropriate for the people on the challenge, the characters that we're watching. But yeah, I agree. Can we get, I mean, just spend the money, just buy them Nike gear and just act like it was sponsored. Or maybe they'll just challenge a logo it out on the shirts. I don't know.
And was there mention of the challenge on the TYR website?
No mention. Oh, I couldn't believe that they had shoes, you know, like.
Do they have any notable athletes? Is Ryan Lochte on there or something?
You know, I didn't even look. I didn't even look for what athletes they sponsor. It didn't seem like it was a very well-known thing.
Scubanelli?
Yeah, Scubanelli, yeah. Oh, man.
Jameson, what do you got?
So real quick, shout out to last night. I got to watch the app with Challenge fans, Tara and Jeremy, and we were talking a lot about you know, what to do for Killer Sent Home. We were laughing about some few things. Another shout out to Gladdy Eater, as the title of the daily challenge. Made me smile.
There's been good titles so far this season.
Good titles, good puns. I appreciate them very much. But kill it or send it home. The vegans not having to eat anything, just do a smoothie drink. I mean, what do you guys think?
This was going to be mine. And, it was driving me nuts. It's not like meat eaters are like running towards this table and can't wait to eat some like rat testicles or whatever the hell they had to eat. You know, like nobody wants to eat this stuff. This stuff isn't food. So vegans shouldn't get a pass from not doing this. Like, it's equally as unappealing to a meat eater as it is. I keep saying that as if, like, you know, we're animals, but like there's no upside just because you like steak that you're going to like any of this disgusting rancid shit. Right. So that really bothered me. And they made a big deal about it multiple times. Get out of here. Send it home.
Yeah, I got to send it home. I think you make some really compelling points there, Danny. I mean, the fact that, you know, they're assuming they're going to keep any of it down and not just throw it up immediately is kind of bogus. Because let's be honest, everybody's like pouring the drink all over. Oh, all of a sudden people don't know how to drink and start drinking like they're freaking 2 years old again. You know, and they just, as soon as something goes in, blah, blah, you know, it just comes right back out. So I don't think anybody's really keeping any of the food down. And it just, it moves through your system. Like, unless there's like, unless you have like a medical reason.
Sure.
Right.
If you have a medical reason, I can't eat beef because my stomach's going to implode. Okay. Whatever. You know, we'll give you a worm instead. But like, otherwise, I think the food needs to be equal amongst all. I am glad that they did try to do like some gross tofu, but like, it just doesn't look that bad, you know?
No,
I don't care
how
bad it smelled or tasted. It's like, I'm sure all the other stuff smelled and tasted bad, but it's like, I'm looking at a fried block of tofu and it just looks, I don't know, like a puff, you know, like some weird cheese puff or something. And I'm like, cool.
Doesn't, I'm allergic, you know, to goat brain.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I don't mean to sound like a dude from Newsmax right now, but everyone's gotten soft, okay? Like, what's up with these all these like softies? I mean, we never had this vegan thing. You've been past challenges, right? Like, you want to win $1 million? Well, guess what? You got to eat some toe guts. Like, I think it's just kind of lame. Like, I'm sending it home, obviously, all the way. And surprisingly, they're doing some of these kind of challenges way early in the season. I mean, usually they're eating in the later of the season. They got trivia next week. I'm pretty shocked by that part, but. I just think it was so weak, and it, you know, scarf it down, throw it up and poop it out. You know, like it's just kind of this part of the game.
Amen. So as you both know, TJ loves to keep us on our toes. This season has been no different. He came in sporting a beard. Killed it for TJ's beard or send it home. You prefer seeing that fresh, smooth BMX face.
That's a good one.
I'm going to kill it. I like his beard. You know, I didn't even like really notice. So that's one thing I'm going to say. It must look good on him because I didn't even really notice it, to be honest.
It's not a long beard, but
it's not a Brad beard.
No.
It's not a Brad beard.
You feel it.
And honestly, I would, you know, if TJ showed up with a Brad beard, that I'd be concerned because it's like, whoa. Something happened. I mean, TJ keeps it pretty sensible. I mean, we've seen the last couple seasons very fashionable as well. So, you know, I'm going to say kill it. I'm happy TJ is exploring his facial hair opportunities. Good for him. Kill it.
You know, this is going to come to a shock. As you two know, I've had a beard since I was 12, you know, just like rocking the beard. I'm a hairy Jew. But, you know, my thing is like, I just think that TJ, he's the classic look is what I love. I love the baby face. He's a, you know, BMX, just fucking being on X Games, you know, early days MTV. I miss the chin. Give me the chin back, Tej. I support you. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do, but I'm gonna send it home. I like the old TJ, the classic Tej, is what I'm all about.
I'm going to kill it just in general for TJ that he's aging really well and aging age appropriate. There's a lot of people on this show. I mean, Brad's got new hair plugs. Derek's got new hair plugs. Johnny's done God knows what to his face and he's dying his hair and beard. I think TJ is just doing it right, and everybody should follow his example.
Hey, amen. That's sweet.
Time to get juicy
with Jameson's Juicy Deets.
What's up, yo? Ciao, Bella. I'm sorry I was gone, you know, but I'm back with some deets, and I'm excited to give some deets. I'm a deet machine. Juicy deets. They're extra juicy, extra sloppy for you. Okay, so we got a couple little things, guys. There was some drama recently with promoting the show. You know, some contestants went out for a promo. Some didn't get invited. Some went. Some didn't. And Jordan did an interview, or not an interview. He just talked on his own, you know, live, because that's what these guys do for a living. Where he talked about how none of the contestants are required to go to the reunion. Whenever they do promos, they don't get paid for anything, right? They don't get paid to do a promo, and then they have to pay for everything they do, guys. They have to pay to get to the reunion. They got to pay to go to these promos. They get paid for going to the reunion, but they have to pay for their flight and hotel, which I thought was just really sad. I wanted to kind of speak to you guys about that.
It doesn't surprise me. I've brought this up before. I went to a reunion and the reunion after party once. That it was at the world's worst bar I've ever been to, and they were all forced to buy their own drinks. Like, I think MTV is super cheap with this stuff.
Danny, did you?
Gear that they're wearing, right, Chris?
Which I found, as we were talking before, sponsors Katie Ledecky. So these challengers are on the same team as Katie Ledecky now.
There you go. The greatest of all time. Katie Ledecky, CT, they got them all.
I was going to ask, Danny, did you pay anything to go to the reunion?
Or no, the taping's free, and I think you could like enter. Amy actually knew one of the producers on the show at that point, so she was able to get us in. I don't think that guy works there anymore, but from what I understood, the rest of the audience there, like, it works through some agency where they just like fill different TV shows in New York, like, so you're just on a list of audience members.
Some other deets for you boys. CT talked about how he was very, very close to doing a dating show with Bananas, a double dating show. Would you tune in to the CT Bananas dating show?
You know, I would absolutely tune in.
Yeah. In a heartbeat.
There's no way it would be good, but I'd tune in for sure.
Definitely. They were great on Traitors for one episode because the podcast that we recommended people listen to, Bananas podcast with CT, I mean those guys would be fun to watch together. I think just doing about anything.
I think they would have a blast, and it would be kind of really compelling to see maybe they like the same woman and something happens there, like a little tiff. Interesting stuff, drama. I would definitely tune in, but CT said it'll never happen, which is unfortunate. Next up, we got Zach really calling out Laurel, saying she's the most overrated challenger of all time. How do you guys feel about Zach just blatantly calling out Laurel?
Zach is maybe the most disappointing challenger of all time, so he shouldn't be pointing fingers. He's like, he's built like a Greek god, and then he would just gas out in finals. He's awful. Like, he's done nothing on the challenge except be an asshole and abusive towards Jenna. So
he's a dad now, so he's nice, right? And then last but not least, Tori was talking about living in this like bunker of a house. I mean, it looks ginormous, which it feels very massive, but apparently the kitchen is the size of a dorm room. It's very, very small. They had to like take turns when cooking and making things. Apparently the kitchen was really, really small, which I thought was just kind of an interesting little factoid.
I mean, the place looks great on TV, but it seemingly you can hear everything that's happening at all times. And the kitchen stinks. So it doesn't seem like it would be glamorous to actually live in.
And none of these have the bunk bed situation, the sleeping in the same room with all these people as they're doing it. A lot of doing it. Shout out to the doing it this episode. You know, we don't talk about it enough. We're missing it a little bit, but shout out to the doers.
Yeah, I got a little rundown here just to keep tabs on this. Josh and John A., Emily and Brad, Kylan and Naya, Theo and Olivia, Devin and Michelle. People are getting it in, and we appreciate it. You know, it's what we all want.
Yeah,
exactly. Was it also not Josh and Naya as well?
That's what he's hoping for, too. I can't
believe it. Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
But I think they showed a clip of them kissing in the pool, didn't they?
That was John A.
Yeah, it's tough to follow.
Are you sure? Damn.
I'm almost positive.
Okay.
We'll follow up next week.
Yeah, definitely. We will definitely follow up next week.
I like it.
MVP of the episode. Who do you got, Chris?
There was one very clear MVP for me this episode. It was Avery. For a number of reasons. I mean, obviously she won that elimination, but her nomination to MVP for me goes way back to beginning with the fact that she was probably the least awkward team representative to say that she was the team representative. It seemed like everybody's like, me, Casey, or it's me, TJ, Chris, or, you know, she just said, I'm the rep, TJ, you know who the fuck I am. Then moving on, she was good in the rowing, you know, which was great. I thought it was a little sad that she seems to be wanting to do this for her stepchildren to get respect from them. But, you know, hopefully she'll get some of that after she won this elimination. And, you know, not just talking about the elimination, but also on her own team, Jordan wanted to take the bullet. And of course, that's where it helps to have an egomaniac like Jordan on your era, where he wants to be the target and she doesn't have an enemy. So she got off kind of, you know, as clean as you could for being in that position. She won. Tony's gone. Her friend stayed. I think it was just overall a great episode for her.
Agreed, Jameson.
Yeah, I mean, it might be a clean sweep. I don't know, Danny. I'm going to go with Avery, too. I just love, like I said at the beginning of the app, you know, when people like Tony get what's coming to them. And, you know, she stood her ground, too. And she, you know, showed up, showed out, and won. Tony fucked around and found out. That's what the kids say. And, you know, it was great to see. And I don't know. I like her. She's, like, fun to watch. He, you know, seems like a good person. You know, there's like a, it's good. I mean, I think, you know, I was happy for her for winning. And she, you know, like I said, she showed up.
Yeah, special shout out to Darrell for winning an elimination with an injury. But it's got to be Avery. Often when somebody leaves this show for a long time and comes back, it rarely goes very well. It seems like one of those things you have to stay in shape for and keep coming back to stay sharp. And she was able to pick right off where she left off, and she's doing very well and made Tony look like a moron, which, while not hard to do, is always fun to watch.
Absolutely.
Loser of the episode, Chris.
Well, you just said his name. It's Tony. I mean, we talked about him a lot, so I don't want to harp on it too much. I mean, we've already given a lot of reasons, but one thing that I just thought was also short-sighted on his part was you know, making that choice going into the elimination to not listen to the rest of your team as well. I mean, for all we know, it's still a team game. And you know, to be that kind of a wild card that early on in the season, you don't want that guy on your team. I don't want the guy who I don't know what the heck he's gonna do. He's acting irrationally on my team. So I, you know, even if he did stay, I think he would have been in a lot of trouble. So, Tony, see ya. I will maybe miss you. I'm not sure. Jameson?
It's Tony time. I'll never miss him. I don't know what it is about him. Like, he just, like, grosses me out. He's kind of Zach vibes a little bit. He's just slimy. He just, like, feels like this dude that's just such a dick. And he, like, tortured me in high school, I feel, a little bit. I'm like, I hate this guy. By the way, guys, while I was in Rome, I learned that I'm the average height of a gladiator. So don't mess with me. You know what I'm saying? Pretty cool stuff. the average height of a gladiator. So anyways,
so you're saying there are gladiators who are shorter than you, though?
Yeah, exactly. I'm taller than some gladiators. So pretty cool, you know, no big deal.
That should be on your LinkedIn, taller than some gladiators.
I wish, you know, and back in the day when they're like, oh, shorty, I go, hey, I'm the average height of a gladiator, okay? So don't fuck around with me. Anyways, I love that fact so much. I'm going to use it for the rest of my life. But yeah, Tony's my loser. He stunk. He blows chunks. He's just not a good dude.
Gotta be Tony. I mean, there's been people that have had worse episodes than this, but not many. I mean, front to back, it was pretty bad. Nobody seems to really like him. I wouldn't be shocked if we never see him again, and I think that's okay, right?
I think so, unless you just want to watch some stupid stuff.
Some stupid stuff.
You know?
His claim to fame is like he's good at these disgusting eating challenges. Like, I don't know. I
mean, yeah, cool. You stick your tongue out after you ate balls. anyway, sorry. I'm back, guys.
You're back, baby.
Yeah.
Until next week, that's it from the tribunal.
Don't be a quitter.
Don't be a layup.
You guys killed it. Welcome back, Jameson. It's great to have the trio back.
Yeah, tripod.